Jiye Ja, Sawaal Kiye Ja. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya. I'm here with Michael in the studio and it's just the two of us today because we have a listener special. Woohoo! Everyone, all of you who listen regularly know what that means. It means we're going to have just questions for listeners. So call in number is really important. 510-770-1550 is the studio number. Once again, that's 510-770-1550. For those of you who haven't heard a listener special before, I'll announce the rules in a bit. But first, a few just housekeeping items. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Our Facebook likes let us know that you are listening to us and you like our show. We'll be putting up a poll there shortly. And when that happens, please do go and vote on that poll. Because the show can continue only if we have enough supporters. And the only way we can determine if you guys like us, love us, hate us, is if you let us know on our Facebook page. And our Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show. Safari Quiz Show. So if you want this program to continue, if you want this program to keep going on, if you love this program and it's a part of your weekend routine, be sure to like us on Facebook. And when the poll comes out, be sure to vote on it. Our Safari Quiz Show email is very simple, safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's another way where you can let us know that you like the show and would like the show to continue. Because we are going through a little structuring process here where we're getting to decide whether the show continues or not. And only if we get enough responses from our listeners saying that they love the show, will we be able to continue. So if you want the show to continue, do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And even if you want to participate on the show, don't worry, the show isn't going to close that time anytime soon. So let us know if you want to participate by writing to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Want to mention one more thing. The show is sponsored by Safari Kid. Safari Kid is an amazing preschool and after-school program with many, many branches all over the Bay Area and internationally. To try out a Safari Kid location near you, go to safarikidusa.com, safarikidusa.com. On their contact area, you'll find all the locations and you're sure to find a location close to you because there are just so many branches all over the Bay Area. Safari Kid Warm Springs now offers a customized part-time accelerated learning program for 2 to 5-year-olds. Their program combines interactive tools and hands-on learning to stimulate the child's mind and all-round development. Their activities are designed to develop math, reading, writing, in addition to social, creative, emotional, and physical skills. And of course, the philosophy of Safari Kid is learning should be fun. So you're guaranteed that your child will have a wonderful time while they're learning. Part-time preschool is offered in Warm Springs Center starting September 2015. If you enroll before August 15th, you get half off the fourth month tuition. It's an offer that's valid only at the Warm Springs location. Their number is 510-573-1070. 510-573-1070. That's the Safari Kid Warm Springs location. And also want to mention our musical showcase. We have a way to give encouragement and support kids who are learning music. So if you have a musical child who has a musical piece like a song or an instrumental piece that they would like for us to play on the show, please do send it to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, so let's now look at what we're going to be doing today in our episode. It's a listener special. This is how our listener special works. All questions are open just for our listeners. We take 10 calls max per question. What we do is, to avoid a lot of confusion and have breaks where we can announce winners, we do 2 questions at a time. So we do question 1, question 2, then we take a break, then question 3, question 4, and so on till we run out of time. And for each question, remember, I will. If you're listening to the show and holding on to the phone waiting for me, when I say last caller, that means that question is done and I'm going to be moving on to the next question. We'll try and take a little bit of chat. We'll do a little bit of chat between the questions so that there is some time for you to switch over from question 1 to question 2. Are you guys ready? Michael, are we ready?
We are.
You're going to play too. Yeah. We're going to see how many answers Michael knows of today's riddles. Okay, one last question before we get started with our riddles. A riddle, by definition, is a fun question and answer where sometimes you may have multiple answers or you have the opportunity to be creative. And we fully welcome creativity from our kids. So I'm going to ask you a question. There is a conventional answer, which you can easily find from Google probably. But you can also come up with your own unconventional answer. So long as it meets the logic of the riddle, I will accept it. The idea is to have fun. Okay, the idea is to be creative. Let's get started with a really easy one. This is our question number one. What gets wet while it is drying? What gets wet while it's drying? 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Remember, you can come up with your own creative answers. Question is, what gets wet while it is drying? Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika, and the answer is towels.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and I think the answer is towels.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is...
Hi. Your answer is what? Oops, I didn't hear an answer. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kashvi, and the answer is a towel.
Thank you, Kashvi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and I think the answer is a towel.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anshu. I think the answer is laundry.
Laundry? What, just a minute, what's your name again? Anshu?
Anshu.
How do you spell it?
A-N-S-H-U-L.
Anshul, welcome to the show. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya. I think the answer is towel.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignor. I think the answer is ice.
Thank you, Ignor. Ignor said ice. What an interesting one. Let me think about that for a bit. Let's go on. Move on. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is towel.
Ooh, we have an Ashna and an Ashna. Thank you, Ashna. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Shelly, and the answer is a towel.
Thank you, Shelly. All right, so that was all for question number one. The question was, what gets wet while it is drying? Now, we're actually done with this question. So if you're still listening on the phone, remember, now I'm not taking any more calls for question number one. We're going to move on to question number two. Again, your creative answers are most welcome. Question number two, here we go. Call-in number again is 510-770-1550. What is found once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in a thousand years? What is found once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in a thousand years? I can see Michael scratching his head. Let's see if you have caller for question number one or two. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika. I think the answer is the letter M.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. What's your answer and what's your name?
My name is...
Oh, very poor connection. Try again, please. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and I think the answer is the letter M.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Pooja, and the answer is M.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anish. I think the answer is the letter M.
Anish?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and I think the answer is the letter M.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly. The answer is letter M.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Ronav, and the answer is letter M.
Thank you, Ronav. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Hetal, and I think the answer is the letter M.
Is that Hetal?
Yes.
Oh, welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Bubbly, and the answer is letter M.
Thank you, Bubbly. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Suyash, and I think the answer is M.
What's your name again?
Suyash. S-U-Y-A-S-H.
Suyash. Got it. Welcome to the show. All right. So Suyash was the last caller for question number 2. So as we do on our listener specials, we will now take a break. When we come back, we'll announce the answers as well as the winners of questions number 1 and 2. I'm actually trying out a random picker program on the computer to pick the winners today. So let's see how that works out. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. If you're just tuning in, today is a listener special and we're doing riddles for just good old-fashioned summer fun. We don't want to be thinking too hard about things. Instead, we want to be doing things that are fun and creative, which is why we have riddles today. And before we went on break, we had our first two questions. Let's take a quick look at them. Our first question was, what gets wet while it's drying? What gets wet while it's drying? The answer indeed was a towel. We had one random answer from Ignore, which was ice. And I guess it's pretty creative because in some ways, when ice is melting, it gets wetter. So we did accept it to put in our random picker generator. And this time we did it on the computer with using a random picker program. It worked beautifully. And the winner for our first question is Shreya. All right. Shreya, write to us. You know what to do. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. Again, super important. Miss Anu tells me that people have still not written in for the listener questions from last week. I cannot give out prizes if you're that late. You have to give out, you have to send in your emails today. And because we have eight or more questions today, you have to write question number 1 and today's date, July 25th. 2015, on the subject line of the email, so it makes it easy for Miss Anu. Here's what you write, Shreya. Question number 1, July 25th, 2015, on the subject line, then in the body, the question, the answer, and your name. This is really important, people, and I want the questions, the emails in today, so that Miss Anu is not waiting forever and trying to total, because just imagine, she hasn't got the listener specials from last week, and she's going to get 8 more this week. It's going to be chaotic for her to handle. And we've been very, very good about giving out our prizes, even when parents are really late to send in. But I'm afraid we're going to have to get very strict from now on. I know it's a little bit of a damper when we're talking about fun things like prizes and quizzes, but it just makes things easier for our administrator to handle this. So Shreya, right now, send an email. Question number 1, July 25th, 2015. All right. Let's move on to question number 2. Question was, what is found once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years? The answer was indeed the letter M. And from all the correct answers, the random picker picked Bubbly. All right. Bubbly, write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. And your job will be to write question number 2, July 25th, 2015, in the subject line and all the rest of the information in the body of the mail. All right. I hope I'm going to get perfect emails from all of you now. Now, here's our third question for today. This is an actual riddle from the movie Lord of the Rings. Well, not the movie, the book Lord of the Rings. I really don't remember if it was in the movie or not. This is it's a sort of an ancient riddle. But the answer will come easily, and I'm going to give a supplementary clue as well in case you find it a little difficult. Here's the clue. 30 white horses on a red hill. First they champ. Then they stamp, and then they stand still. 30 white horses on a red hill. First they champ, then they stamp, and then they stand still. The supplementary clue that I'm going to give is that perhaps the number should have been 32. Perhaps the number should have been 32. So call-in number is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. 30 white horses on a red hill. First they champ, then they stamp, and they stand still. And the supplementary clue is, possibly it should have been 32. All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Suyash, and I think the answer is C.
Thank you, Suyash. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air, go ahead. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Rashmi, and I think the answer is
T. Thank you, Rashmi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my
My name is Vaibhavi, and I think the answer is C.
Welcome to the show, Vaibhavi. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Go ahead.
The answer is C.
And what's your name?
Anna.
Nana?
Anna.
Nana, right? Henna.
Anna.
Henna. Okay.
A-N-N-A, Anna.
Anna. Okay. Thank you, Anna. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Hetal, and the answer is Keith.
Thank you, Hetal. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and I think the answer is Keith.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Keith.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Go ahead. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Ronav, and the answer is Atit.
Thank you, Ronav. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm Arin from San Francisco, and I think the answer is Chief.
Thank you, Arin. Arin was the last caller for riddle number 3. He was the last caller for riddle number 3. All right, so we're going to move on to riddle number 4. Now, here's the thing in this one. I want an explanation because this is a yes-no answer, so I need to hear your explanations as well when you answer yes or no. Okay? Here's question number 4. Is an older $100 bill worth more than a newer one? Is an older $100 bill worth more than a newer one? 510-770-1550. Think about that for a minute. Is an older $100 bill worth more than a newer one? All right. Let's see if this person is answering 3 or 4. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Suryash, and I think the answer is no, because they're both worth the same thing.
Thank you, Suryash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and I think the older $100 bill has more sentimental value, so it's more has more money.
Sentimental value. Cool. All right, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is yes, because back in old times, a lot of money was worth a lot.
Cool. That's a great answer. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and I think that the older $100 bill will be older because back then $1 was worth more than $1 now. Comparatively, $100 then will be more than $100 right now.
But what if you had both of them in your hand at the same time right now?
Then.
All right, think about that. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Sally, and my explanation is yes, because the face value is the same, but since it's antique, it will work more in the store.
Oh, it's because it's an antique. All right, Shelly, cool. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is that an old $100 bill is worth more than a newer one.
Because?
Because, a new one, like a $1 bill, is worth less than a $100 bill. So then it doesn't matter if it's old or not. It just matters with the worth of each dollar bill. So, and a 100 is more than a one.
And so is that Roshni or Rashmi?
Roshni.
Roshni. Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Visha, and the answer is no, because both of them have the same value. It doesn't really matter about the time difference.
Thank you, Visha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharia, and I think...
Whoops, did I get disconnected? Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I think she did.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vaibhavi, and I think the answer is no, because both of the bills are worth the same.
Thank you, Vaibhavi, and last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish, and the answer is yes, because in olden times, in the market, the value was worth less than now.
Thank you, Krish. Krish was the last caller for this question. We're going to We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll look at questions 3 and 4 and what the answers are. And we'll also announce the winners. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show Listener episode. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the listener special episode of the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Michael in the studio. And we've already completed 4 questions. We'll try and hustle and get 4 more questions in before time runs out. But before that, we have to first look at our questions 3 and 4 and what the answers were and who were the winners. Question 3 was a Lord of the Rings puzzle. 30 white horses on a red hill. First they champ and they stamp, then they stand still. The answer was indeed teeth. I hope everybody's figured out why the answer is teeth. And from all the correct answers, the winner was Vaibhavi. All right. Good job, Vaibhavi. From you, I want an email saying question 3, July 25th. 2015, and in the body of the email, your name, question, answer, and some contact information. Question number 4 was, is an older $100 bill worth more than a newer one? This actually brought lots of interesting answers. One answer was the older one, the purchasing power parity is what we call it. That means in olden days, $100 could get you way more than $100 could get you today. So an older dollar bill is worth more. What I was looking for is if you had an older and a newer one together at the same time, would there be any difference in the value? And a lot of you said no. But the correct answer was just this, that an older $100 bill will always be worth more than a newer one. The one it can also stand for $1 bill. So an older $100 bill is worth more than a newer $1 bill, always. Well, we did accept all the answers. And from all the answers, our winner was Roshni. So that seems very fair because she was the one who got the correct answer. So that was well done, Roshni. You know what to do? SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. Question number 4, July 25th, 2015 in the subject line. All right. Moving on to question number 5. Question number 5. Our riddle is, which building has the most stories? Which building has the most stories? 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. Hi. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
What?
Yes. I can't hear you louder. Yes. What's your name?
Hello, this is Ashok.
Ashok?
Anshul.
Anshul. Yes, yes. And what's your answer, Anshul?
The most story is skyscrapers.
Skyscrapers, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Eshna, and I think the answer is a library.
Thank you, Eshna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and I think the answer is a library.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil Gupta, and the answer is a library.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Suyash, and I think the answer is a library.
Thank you, Suyash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika. I think the answer is library.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly, and the answer is skyscraper.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Ignor, and the answer is a library.
Thank you, Ignor. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
I'm Ronav Jaiswal, and I think the answer is a library.
Thank you, Ronav. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is the library.
Thank you, Pooja. Pooja was the last caller for question number 5. Question number 5. So if you're still holding on to call us for question number 5, please put the phone down, because now we're going to move on to question number 6. Question number 6. What two things can you never eat for breakfast? What two things can you never eat for breakfast? 510-770-1550. Now we're on to question number 6. What two things can you never eat for breakfast? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Hetal, and the answer is a library.
Oh, Hetal, we've moved on to question number 6 now. Let's call again. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is lunch and dinner.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and the answer is fish and milk.
Fish and milk? I swear, they're yucky together. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, my name is Anshu. There's two things you could eat for breakfast, fish and milk.
You too? What is with fish and milk? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shairi, and the answer is lunch and dinner.
Shairi, thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and I think the answer is lunch and dinner.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and I think the answer is lunch and dinner.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika. I think the answer is lunch and dinner.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Suyash, and I think the answer is lunch and dinner.
Thank you, Suyash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya Verma, and the answer is lunch and dinner.
What's your name again?
Shreya Verma.
Shreya Verma, okay. Hi, you're on the air. Last caller. Go ahead.
I'm Ronav, and the answer is lunch and dinner.
Thank you, Ronav. To everyone who's still on the line, I can see the phone lines blinking, quite a few here. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more questions. So just be quick when you do that, because as I said, we can only take 10 questions per call so that we can do at least 8 questions. So we're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we'll announce the winners for questions 5 and 6, and then also move on to questions 7 and 8. Jeja, Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. Today we are having a very special listener episode with riddles. And I'm getting to find out who's creative and who's just cool. All right. So we had two questions just before the break. Our first question was, what building has the most stories? And we had some people say skyscrapers and some people say library. The correct answer is, of course, library. But skyscraper is a cool answer too. We accepted that as well. And from all our answers, our winner was Anshul. All right. Anshul, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Remember to write question number 5, July 25th, 2015, in the subject line of the email. And in the body, don't forget to mention the question, answer, and your contact information. So, once again, the answer was library, because, of course, a library has the most stories, right? I hope you're going to the library and doing their summer reading fun, because that's going on right now in all your public libraries. So go and sign up. And I know from my experience, the Fremont Public Library's summer fun reading program is amazing, because at the end you get really nice prizes. You get to pick a book for free, and you get lots of stickers and other cool things. So if you haven't started already, run to your local library and enroll in their summer reading program. All right. Our next question was, what two things can you never eat for breakfast? The correct answer, of course, was lunch and dinner. But we had a couple of very creative fish and milk answers. I guess those would have been an acceptable answer for the question, what two things can you never eat for breakfast together? And yes, they do sound completely gross together. However, we did accept all the answers. I give points for creativity. And from all the correct answers, from all the answers actually, the winner was Suyash. All right. Suyash, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Your job is to write question number 6, July 25th, 2015, in the subject line. Question number 6. And please, all of you, 6 winners so far, I need your emails in the box today. Let's move on to question number 7. Here's question number 7. A king, a queen, and 2 twins were all together in a large room, but there were no people there. How? A king, a queen, and 2 twins were all together in a large room, but there were no people there. How? Hi, you're on the air. I can't hear that. Hi, you're on the air. I think they jumped the gun. Let's move on to our next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Shairi, and the answer is a deck of cards.
A deck of cards, okay. That's very interesting. See, creative answers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly, and the answer is a deck of cards.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika. I think the answer are the all beds.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is beds.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Surya, and I think the answer is drawing.
Drawing?
Yes.
They were all pictures?
Yes.
Cool. Another very creative answer. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish, and the answer is a deck of cards.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and I think the answer is a deck of cards.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and I think the answer is a deck of cards.
Thank you, Shreya. And is that the last call? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, two more. Yeah, go ahead. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Kashvi, and the answer is a bed.
Thank you, Kashvi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and the answer is a deck of cards.
Thank you, Nikhil. And Nikhil was the last caller for our question number 7. And I think we'll have only time for one more question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's do question number 8. It's an answer that also requires some explanation from you. Call in number one more time, 510-770-1550. And question number 8 is, a truck driver was going the opposite way on a one-way street. A truck driver was going the opposite way on a one-way street. A policeman was watching, but he didn't stop him or give him a ticket. Why? A policeman was watching, but he didn't try to stop him or give him a ticket. Why? A truck driver was going the opposite way on a one-way street. A policeman was watching, but he didn't try to stop him or give him a ticket. Why? Think. 510-770-1550. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arush, and I think the answer is because the police is just walking.
Because?
Because the driver was just walking.
And is that Arush?
Yeah.
Thank you, Arush. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and I think the answer is that the policeman was looking the other way.
Okay, thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and I think that the truck driver is just walking on the street.
Okay, thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is because the truck driver was walking in the other direction, but he wasn't driving.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish, and I think the answer is that he was just walking.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly, and the answer is the policeman was looking the opposite way.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is that he was walking.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kashvi, and the answer is because the truck driver was walking.
Thank you, Kashvi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Hazel, and the answer is that the driver was walking.
Thank you, Hazel. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Suyash, and I think the answer was because the driver was walking.
Is that Shreyas?
No, Suyash.
Suyash. Sorry, Suyash. Thank you. And Suyash was the last caller for our episode today, actually, because this was the last question. I know some of you were still trying to reach us, but the best way to ensure that you get a prize on the show is to participate on the show. So do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and let us know you want to participate in the subject line. Please mention participate. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, winners for questions 7 and 8. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We just have time to announce the winners and wind up. So let's take a quick look at question 7, which was a king, a queen, and two twins were all together in a large room, but there were no people there. How? So I had some very creative answers that said deck of cards, but the correct answer was beds. Of course, king bed, queen bed, and two twin beds in a large room. And from all the correct answers, our winner was Rishika. All right. Rishika, write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, you write question number 7, July 25th, 2015. And the question and answer in the body of the email along with your name and contact information. Question number 8 was, a truck driver was going the opposite way on a one-way street. A policeman was watching, but he didn't try to stop him or give him a ticket. Why? The correct answer was, of course, that the truck driver was walking. But to all those people who said the policeman was looking the other way, just remember, I did say a policeman was watching. When I say watching, it does mean that he was watching in the right way. But you know what? Props to creative answers. I accepted all of them. From all the answers that we got, our winner was Kashvi. All right. Kashvi, your job is to send an email to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And put subject in the subject line, question number 8, July 25th, 2015. And all the rest of the information, including the question and answer, in the body of the email. All right, now it's time to wind up our show. I want to remind everybody, if you haven't already liked us on Facebook, remember, your like could be the reason for the show to continue. And your not liking could be the reason for the show to be cancelled. Yes, I am trying to scare you. So please do go ahead and like us our Facebook page if you haven't done so already. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. If you want to participate on the show, this is your host Vidya saying, Jija, Sawal Kieja.
Rasta dekhe, doodho ki malai, wahi mitti ki surahi rasta dekhe.